And here is your lesson you story. Who to hire and why? Carmelita Ringo was Tim's first employee. She was sent over the next day by Jerry. You are the first team member, said Tim, so for now you are the team. Tim was showing Carmelita how to take the cart to the various stations. She learned to remove half-finished parts to take them to the finishing equipment. If the physical weight was too much, she would smile and people there would aid her in putting parts in the cart. There are lots of ways to get this task done, she said. After a day, she showed great progress in reporting the parts transfers. I think I can delegate a whole series of these pickups from the computer stations to Carmelita, Tim told Jerry. Good, because here is a file of resumes for you to look at. Jerry put a stack of papers on his desk. Let me know by the end of the day which ones you want to contact. If I see some evidence, good or bad, I'll make a few notes on those individuals. But hiring second and third employees is under your authority, okay? That's my policy. It was not the military, but Tim felt like saluting and saying, yes, sir. Tim took the resumes home and had Nina and Gabriella look at them as well. That way he would have twice the mental power in seeking new employees. This one had some legal problems when he was younger, Gabriella said. Yes, but was he innocent or guilty? Asked Tim. Doesn't say, said Gabriella. They didn't release that information. He must be innocent. He must have been younger, said Nina. Can we check his credit? I'll ask the front office, answered Tim. Meanwhile, I've got an idea how to increase the value of the labor I will be supervising. Tim told them the idea. It's just a theory. I haven't mentioned it to Jerry yet. But it sounds like you need specific types of people to do it, said Nina. People with some intelligence, I would say. Guess that is what I will look for when I interview them in a few days, said Tim. Tim did just that, and by the end of the week, he hired two more people locally from his city. One was a graying older man, Fred, and the other was the young man, Lester, who had legal problems before. He said he was not convicted of anything because it was a mistake by the police, and his credit status was good. And to Tim, Lester seemed smart. Well, I would not have hired the older guy, said Jerry from the stairs, briefly before his departure from work that Friday. We're not trying to do good things socially, just to get the volume of work done at some decent rate. Well, you can refuse them, Tim said. They're working for you, too. He was in terror that Jerry would have some anger about someone he hired. Nope, said Jerry with little emotion. They're your people now. I just hope you can envision how you are going to utilize them. I've got an idea how to use them in an extra way, Tim started. By the time Tim reached his conclusion, Jerry was listening eagerly. That is really innovative, said Jerry, and it will probably work. I would like you to bring it up as a resolution at the meeting of my other supervisors on Monday morning. Can you do that? Yes, said Tim. And one more thing. Jerry smiled. Now I see why you hired Frank. And these are your words for story you. Aid. Anger. Authority. Brief. Computer. Conclusion. Contact. Convict. Credit. Decent. Delegate. Departure. eager, emotion, envision, equipment, evidence, file, gray, guilty, increase, individual, innocent, innovative, intelligence, labor, legal, local, member, mental, military, physical, policy, progress, rate, refuse, release, remove, report, resolution, salute, seek, series, social, specific, stairs, status, terror, theory, third, transfer, twice, type, utilize, volume. And those are your words for Story U. Thank you.